Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, Editorial Director with REIT.com, and I'm joined today by Michael Hedden, Managing Director with FTI Consulting, to discuss the latest economic indicators and how they're influencing the outlook for commercial real estate. So let's go ahead and welcome him on. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, Alan. Thank you for inviting me.
So, Michael, can you give us an idea of some of the leading economic indicators in terms of how they look and how they're influencing your outlook for the real estate market?
They're mixed, Alan. I believe that we do have some mixed signals with regards to our GDP growth, which underlies much of the demand for real estate, and with some of the employment indices that are coming out, although they are stronger. We're looking at continued capital flows towards real estate and continued downward pressure on capitalization rates, increasing values. So, notwithstanding some of the fundamentals that might be somewhat weakening, I believe that the flow of capital to real estate is continuing, and there is concern that we're at the top of the cycle and that the prices are starting to ebb and it's starting to cool off a little bit. But we haven't seen it yet in the actual data because the foreign capital continues to flow and continue to look at the gateway cities or the 24-hour cities in the U.S. and are continuing to put price pressure on those assets. So the underlying fundamentals are somewhat mixed, but real estate still seems to be chugging along pretty well.
Okay, and what about specifically for the real estate market and those operating fundamentals?
Well, specifically, and again, that seems to be the poster child, I guess, would be the multifamily market, where you have continued shift in demographics from the millennials, from owner-occupied in the suburbs towards more of the center cities and more towards the multifamily apartment mix. And, again, from a supply side, we're just not creating as much multifamily as is demanded from the supply side. So, prices continue or rental rates continue to increase, and I recently saw a study that the rental income, the rental rates are not somewhat sustainable, given the wage or income growth that we're seeing in the U.S. and in some markets you have rental rates at 50% of the household income. So the question becomes if it's sustainable or not, but surely the darling now is still in multifamily. And with the other segments being office occupancy seems to be growing as the employment picture brightens, and because there hasn't been a lot of new construction, vacancies have gone down and office is doing well in certain markets. And then as regards to retail, obviously we'll have to see how the Christmas season bears out and how much shifts to the online and how the malls are doing. But I know that strip centers and certain outlying areas are not doing quite well. So there is a lot of holes in the retail market. And then lastly, in the industrial market, you do have some of the Amazons and many of the distribution centers that are doing quite well in the highway corridors close to those rooftops that they need to service in terms of goods and services. All in all, I think that many of the sectors are improving from the past and are getting stronger. And then we've got the single family housing sector, which seems to be sputtering along, somewhat strong in certain markets. It's the first time buyers that still seem to be having difficulty in getting the down payments necessary to enter the market. And then with tighter credit, the housing, single family housing market is still got a long way to go.
So as you mentioned at the top of the podcast, I'm hearing a lot of mixed signals here. What's this going to do to valuations of commercial property?
I think valuations will continue to be strong because of the because there's a lot of capital chasing fewer products. And with that pressure, with the amount of money that's trying to get into the market, you're going to continue to see price appreciation. although I think it's going to be slowing. The interviews that I've done over the last couple of weeks seem to indicate that it's subsiding, and that some of the smarter investors are in fact net sellers into this market, and the rate of appreciation seems to be slowing somewhat. There is concern about the interest rate increases that are forthcoming from the Fed and what impact that will have. Not that I don't think it will have a real significant impact, as long as the increase in interest rates is slow and gradual and doesn't scare the market, because there's, I think, a lot of room left before, you know, cap rates will be really affected by an interest rate increase. All in all, most of the smart players are now indicating that they believe the market is pretty much topped off and is slowing down. But I do believe there's a little more room to grow in terms of values go forward, because of the amount of capital that is still moving into the market. Even in terms of the CMBS market, the collateralized mortgage-backed securities, there's been recent press regarding the underwriting standards and the amount of pressure there is there to get some of those properties refinanced and funded. So again, with that being said, still more financing available, more equity capital, and therefore you'll have more price appreciation, I think, going through 2016.
Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate the time to speak with you.
And thank you for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny.